The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Good afternoon to you, Rolien Marks.
Good afternoon, or as I should say, salam shalom.
You absolutely should, say I, with a massive smile on my face. Tell us, what are the updates?
Well, let's first take a little bit of a walk through the ceremony yesterday, starting with a very moving moment prior to the signing when President Trump handed Prime Minister Netanyahu a golden key and said that he had the key to their hearts. I think there was also a little extra symbolism in that key, maybe a little bit of a dig, because we have seen the key used as a symbol by Palestinians who say they want their right of return, and that looks like that's been firmly removed from the table. But very, very moving images to see the representatives of the four countries then moving outside together in front of that crowd gathered on the White House lawns at the best laid table that we've seen in a long time, Simon, table with the documents for the signatories to sign. And I've had a look both at the accords today and the preliminary document. Absolutely historical, very, very moving words from both His Royal Highness, the Foreign Minister of the United Arab Emirates, and our own Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, who alluded to his own personal experiences during war with loss and, how important peace is. Very, very, very moving. But also very interesting were the comments made by President Trump as to the fact that more countries will be joining the increasing circle of peace. During the ceremony, he spoke about maybe 5 to 6, but afterwards said 7 to 9. And Simon, he must have heard us yesterday because he mentioned the possibility of Saudi Arabia joining that circle. So there you have it. President Trump listens to the Israel Report.
But Rolien, in Israel, I believe, and we didn't have it because I watched it here in South Africa via a different news source, but apparently you had a split screen with missile attacks from Gaza happening at the same time.
Well, we didn't really have a split screen. What happens is that when there are red alerts, we do get a signal onto the screen in the top right-hand corner. There'll be the logo of the Pikud HaOref, the Home Front Command, and exactly where those rockets are sounding from. Also, telling us two things. Number one, exactly what Hamas and Palestinians in the Gaza Strip think of these peace accords. And it's quite symbolic that as we're signing peace with other Arab nations, Israel civilians are being attacked. But this was duly noted by journalists from Bahrain, from the UAE, and the leadership that were there. Journalists from Bahrain on R24 News here saying that that it's a great pity, it's a great tragedy that while they are signing historical accords, that Hamas opt to attack innocent Israeli citizens, and at least 6 Israeli citizens were hurt, one of them quite seriously by the rockets and the subsequent shrapnel, or a result of the interceptions and the debris that's as a result of these rocket attacks. And he actually said, and I never in a million years thought I would hear these words from an Arab journalist, that he hopes that Israel retaliates for Hamas's attack on Israeli civilians. Yep, it is up on my Twitter over there. While I'm on my profile, I've reposted the comments from that Bahraini journalist. But let's take a look at the actual accords, because that's very, very important. We need to unpack what is included in the documentation. A lot of it talks about mutual respect, acknowledgement, the freedom of religion, opening tourism, opening formal diplomatic relations. President Trump spoke about that. He said embassies will be opened, ambassadors will be sent. Very, very important. The accords talk of cooperation in environment and finance and tourism and trade and water. Interestingly, omitted from the accords, which I noticed, were the words military cooperation, which I found quite fascinating, because a lot of speculation that these accords are taking place to form alliances to combat the ever-encroaching Iranian threat. But we know that there's still cooperation that will take place, even though it's not formally in the accords. But what is interesting is the reference to the Palestinians. In the past, we've seen the Arab League come out with their peace treaties, which include the right of return or the recognition of borders or issues around settlements. Here we have written there that, in very vague language, a just solution for the Palestinians, but no mention of a two-state solution or East Jerusalem, or right of return, or settlement. So all the issues that were seen as obstacles towards peace in the past by the various presidents and the various parties who have tried to negotiate peace, that has been removed, that language has been removed from the Abraham Accords, which I find very, very telling. But also, again, this morning, the early hours of this morning, more barrages of rockets fired on Israeli civilians, and the IDF striking targets within the strip in response to these attacks. One of them was a big weapons depot.
Rolene, I did catch on the Israeli news last night a report that Mahmoud Abbas has given an instruction to his security forces not to arrest anybody from Hamas unless there's a ticking bomb situation. So clearly pushing those two Palestinian groups much closer together.
Yes, but also what we are seeing is even if they are working closer together, we're seeing a growing frustration with the Arab world and a lot of entities within the Gulf states saying to them, you know, it's actually enough now. You now have to start taking responsibility for yourself. And this is not the way to do it. You know, if you are sincere about peace, if you want to be responsible leadership, you need to make moves towards the negotiation table. And, this kind of instruction and behavior by Mahmoud Abbas is seen as acting like a petulant child, for want of a better phrase. You know, I know President Trump last night in his speech said that he's talking to the Palestinians. We're very, very curious about that because this is something that the Palestinians vehemently deny. You know, they've said they will not speak to anybody from the Trump administration. So it would be interesting to see that if Abbas pushes towards alliances with Hamas, if there will be those within the Palestinian factions brave enough to break from that and say, you know what, we're losing the support of the Arab world. We're fast losing the support of the Western world. Maybe we need to rethink our strategy.
Very important, very interesting point. Rolene, we don't have much time left, so let's talk about the fact that Serbia apparently banning Hezbollah.
Well, this is another great move. You know, just over a week ago, I spoke about the fact that we've had formal recognition from Kosovo, recognizing and normalizing with Israel, and Serbia saying that they are willing to move their embassy to Jerusalem. Hugely, hugely important and symbolic. And news out this week that Serbia has become yet the newest European country to recognize Hezbollah in its entirety, not just the military wing, but its political wing as well. Hezbollah in its entirety as a terror organization and ban them. And just when we think we couldn't get better news, Kosovo, which is a Muslim majority country, has become the latest country to adopt IRA. That's the International Holocaust definition on anti-Semitism, and it includes the language that says that anti-Zionism and attacks on Israel's legitimacy as a country is anti-Semitism. These things might not seem very big to people who might be listening, saying, yeah, you know, other countries have as well. This is very, very symbolic. in the way that these countries deal with issues of anti-Semitism and the way that they recognize the narrative of the Jewish people and the state of Israel.
Just one thing I want to say to you before we leave this afternoon, Rolene. Something that's always concerned me is the fact that there are so many people who attempt to portray this as a religious war between Jews and Muslims. And what the last week or so has proved to us, and what you have just shown us now with the Serbian recognition, is that this is not a religious issue. There is a land dispute between Israelis and Palestinians over a piece of land. There is no reason why Jews and Muslims shouldn't get on very well together.
Absolutely, and we're seeing that with these Abraham Accords, and I think that Abraham will be looking down with a lot of
nachas
at how the descendants of his children are learning to work together.
We leave it there this afternoon, Rolene Marks. In fact, we leave it there for the week, do we not?
We don't. I don't believe my fake news sometimes, and that's the only fake news I bring up.